If God is good, why there is pain and suffering? If God, our Creator, created everything good, why is there so much of pain, agony, and destruction, violence, wars in the world today? I'm sure such questions must be hitting our minds, looking at the present scenario of human society. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, God made everything good. From where then did evil come? It is we, human beings, God crown of creation, and we, the God's crown of creation, who have brought evil in this world. The liturgy of the world today reminds us of the magnanimity and goodness of God. The first reading from the book of Wisdom tells us that God is the sovereign in strength, but judges with mildness and with great forbearance. He governs us. He has filled us with good hope to repent for our sins and come back to Him. God has given us freedom to do and act according to our will. But very often we choose evil over good because of our selfish nature and self-centeredness. God could act instantly if He wanted all peoples to act according to His will alone. But God is patient, gracious, and merciful, and gives mankind the freedom to make mistakes and to undo the damage done. With forbearance, He leads us and governs us. We thank God that He is not like us. In today's gospel, Jesus speaks to the crowds in parables. Jesus is speaking about an issue that confronts us. Why is there good and evil in this world? Why does God permit evil? Nature itself provides many metaphors for the kingdom of God. In the first parable, the farmer does not weed his field because that might also damage good plants. Similarly, faith communities are made up of imperfect individuals at various stages of spiritual growth. It could be the families, it could be bishops, it could be priests, it could be the special ones. God does not prune the community of believers, but waits and waits patiently for individuals to change and to transform and let the goodness in them bloom forth. Like the farmer, God knows that things are not always what they first appear to be. God is patient, allowing us time to mature and reveal our truer selves. Given time, we might turn out to be something very good and come out to be good people. It is hard to trust the slow work of God. Perhaps when we grow frustrated with the world and wonder why God does not seem to be acting, we can reflect on His patience with us. If we do that, we might be able to cooperate more deeply in the slow work of God that will make all things right in God's own time. The parable of the mustard seed and the leaven shows that something quite small can have a very large effect. Our God while doing great and magnificent things, is also the God of small things. Some of the greatest saints had humble beginnings and spent their lives doing little things. The kingdom of God is really like a mustard seed or a pinch of yeast. Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus explained that the weed and wheat must live together until the purposes of God is fulfilled. In the meantime, the kingdom is ever present, sometimes hidden like mustard seed, but with full of potential for growth and development, like the yeast, quietly and secretly does its work in the kingdom of God. And the kingdom continuously works to transform the humanity. We must continue to reflect these parables with these questions. Are we patient enough in our relationships? Especially when different points of waves are expressed. Are we ready to lose ourselves to transform the world with the values of Christ like yeast, which completely dissolves itself and influences? Let us remember that we live in the midst of good and bad. It is our vocation, a call to transform the world like yeast. We may be small in numbers, but we do have potential to grow like mustard seed, and the potential to change, to transform the world like yeast. We are reminded today that God is in charge. He is in charge of us all, and He does all things well with His infinite patience and wisdom. Let us be grateful to God for His patience with us and His providential care. If God is good, we are also called to be good and do good.